Back here in the Reeves Complex as we continue on with Clemson Football Media Days. Jordan Sorrells, Kevin Kelly, join us. A little back of house conversation, which I very much enjoy. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate y'all having us.
Pleasure.
Jordan, we've talked before, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to turn my attention to Kevin for a second.
Do your thing.
Kevin, first of all, welcome to Clemson. I know people have been saying that, but how have the last few months been as you've sort of transitioned from the NFL into your role here?
They've been amazing. Working with Jordan and his team, recruiting staff, this championship coaching staff we have here, Coach Sweeney, obviously. Got here, it was like mat drills, ready to go for the 25 Tigers. Spring ball, got a chance to do some coaching, which was invigorating on the field. And just diving into our recruiting classes, the 26 class, we've had a bunch of recruiting events, which have really been an amazing experience. Jordan's group, just really a machine, way we take care of those. And we've had our camps, so that was comfortable for me. It's kind of like a pro day. Combine, like where we're watching players play football, get to see them live, physically, competitively. Now we're on the doorstep of training camp, so it's been fabulous. It's a talented football team. Can't wait to get started here.
Kevin, I'll echo the welcome to Clemson sentiment from William Quackenbush. But, you know, for our audience and our listeners that may not be as familiar with your background, we want the Clemson fans to know about you and what you bring to the table here in Tigertown.
Well, I'm going to try to help us win games, make everybody proud, give our fans things to cheer about, and keep the standard the standard. Winning national titles, ACC titles, everybody graduating, great young men, achievers, pretty amazing standard here. Best is the standard. It's always resonated with me. So it's really, really been an honor. And always admired the program. We drafted, I was at the Chargers, Mike Williams, you know, Jordan McFadden, we had Artavis, a bunch of the other Clemson Tigers we wanted to draft. We just didn't have a high enough pick. It's been even better than I realized. Just an amazing group of people. I mean, Jordan's team, Ty Clements and, you know, Zach Fulmer and Josh Wall and Chanel Valentine. I mean, it's really an amazing recruiting department. And then this championship coaching staff, number of men I've known at various stops in their careers. You know, when you're a NFL scout, college scout, you travel 9 months a year, so you know, you're just kind of life on the road, and you get to know people in buildings like this, because you're essentially a private investigator. So the trainer, the strength coach, the position coaches, you know, the life skills people, I mean, you're just trying to figure a young man out, and right. That's the reason the NFL travels. If it was just about football, we'd just watch the film, but you go on the road to figure those things out.
Jordan, I'm curious. Somebody was asking me the other day about your I don't know how it came up, but about your job title and your job description, and I was like, well, it feels like it changes like every 3 weeks. Do you feel settled in the general manager role, or do you feel like it's a job that, like, every time a piece of legislation gets passed or every time there's a court case, that your job title changes a little bit?
Yeah, it's – I mean, the evolution of what – like, we're living through the evolution of college athletics right now, right? So, yeah, I've felt for the last 2 or 3 years that you walk into a new set of rules every other week, right? It's something new. And so, yeah, I mean, but that's not unlike a lot of other industries, right? I mean, things change and things evolve over time. And so we got to adapt with them. I think it's important for us that we adapt without compromising who we are. And I think that's what I just have such a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Sweeney's conviction in the way that he does things. It's so uncommon, especially in our world, for coaches not to compromise, right? I mean, there's so many compromises made because we got to get that guy or we got to keep that guy or whatever. And Coach is just not willing to compromise the overall health of the program for one particular individual, whether it's a staff member, a player, or whatever. It's all about the team and the program. And I've just got such a tremendous amount of respect for that. And so, you know, even as things change day to day, that's still, you know, the overarching theme of what I do, and the focus of what I do is, hey, our philosophy, everything's got to fit within the framework of that. And so, yeah, as rules change and as structure changes and as collectives come and go and things like that happen, then, you know, we just continue to adapt with them and, you know, ultimately just try to keep it within the framework of who we are.
Well, you guys did a really good job of retention, and I know acquisition is a big part. I mean, when you're talking about both of you guys' skill sets and your job title, acquisition is what people are talking about. But retention, we were just talking to Tyler Grisham, and he was talking about how, you know, you commit a kid, you got to keep them. Like, every day you got to keep them. So the process of making sure guys stayed, I know you were heavily involved in that. What was that like in December, January, as you're trying to just make sure that the guys that are here stay here so then you can build on that?
Yeah, it was certainly, you know, a unique experience. Learned a ton in our first cycle of really going through that heavily, where we were the ones involved doing it directly. You know, it was there were certainly some challenges to it, right? I mean, the time frame that you work within, it's so condensed because of the end of the season and portal and, you know, when all that stuff happened. So it was fast paced. It was quick. It was a lot of hours and a lot of conversations. And, you know, there was a team of people that were involved in that, right? We spent a ton of time of prep work throughout the fall, putting ourselves in a position where we felt really about, you know, where we were going to start those conversations. And then, you know, having some sort of goal, if you will, of where we wanted to end. And so you know, went through the process. It was a good one, but you know, I was really struck by the fact that it became a very very much a collaborative effort between us and the players, right? And I think our team had a good understanding of this. We all have to work together to accomplish the goal of retaining the roster. We can't put all of our dollars in one player. We gotta have other good players. Our quarterback understood that. Some of our best players across in our, you know, our highest earners understood that they're as good as they are because they got good players around them, and so we had to do a, you know, make a concerted effort to you know, spread some of that wealth out. And I give our administration a ton of credit and Graham a ton of credit. He and I talked, you know, multiple times a day all throughout that process, and it was always, hey, what do you need? Where are we? What can we do for you to help you out? And so had a ton of support, and you know, ultimately none. But you know, Zach Fulmer was involved in a lot of those conversations as well. Kendall Thompson helped, scheduled every single call, communicated back and forth with a ton of agents, did a ton of the, you know, contract work. Amanda Richardson was there. There was Benjamin Satcher from our collective, C.D. Davies from our collective. I mean, there was a lot of people that were involved, you know, right in the middle of Christmas. And so I've got a great appreciation for everybody's willingness just to dive in and, hey, we got to get this done. Let's go get it done.
Yeah, Jordan, that's going to kind of lead me to the next question I had for you, and, you know, kind of serving as an education for our audience and maybe even myself to some extent. You hear general manager, and it's a new role to the collegiate athletics landscape. So if you had to describe it, you know, to the public, whether it be fans, whether it be you're just talking to your friends, what would you say your role fully entails with that title of general manager?
Yeah, I would say roster management and recruiting. I mean, those are the two primary functions of it. You know, I think at Clemson, we all sort of wear a couple of different hats too. And so
right.
Involved in some other things, but that's where the front of my focus, my primary focus is on overall roster management and recruiting. And so we have an unbelievable team in recruiting. I mean, Kevin mentioned this, but what Ty Clements and Chanel Valentine have done with the recruiting process and the visit experience, and then Zach Fulmer and Josh Wall and James Haynes, who just left us to go take a job with the Dolphins. But, you know, those guys and what they've done from a personnel perspective, and adding Kevin now to the team and letting him really kind of head up the evaluation process and really, you know, revamp the process for us has been awesome. You know, because the decision has gotten a lot more complicated over the last 18 months, right? It was a very simple decision from a recruiting perspective over the last however many years. It was offer, don't offer,
right?
It's a simple decision. Well, now it's offer, and then what's the value on that prospect, and where do they fit within the framework of the class, and then the framework of the roster? So it's a lot more complicated and a lot more nuanced. And so I've really enjoyed diving into that process. And my sense is that's going to be something that we're going to tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak and tweak all along the way as this thing progresses. But, yeah, I mean, that's the brunt of my focus day to day.
Yeah, and something that you said there that I want to ask both of you guys about. We can stick with you and then throw this back have, and adaptability seems like almost the most important trait to have in a role like yours. Talk a little bit about, you know, as Kwok alluded to earlier, staying on your toes, whether that be an official name change via a lawsuit or, you know, what you're having to do in your day-to-day. It feels like you and your team have done such a good job of just staying one step ahead of whatever that next move is in the landscape of collegiate athletics. You know, what internally for you kind of sparks that and gives you that trait as you continue to try and put Clemson football in the best position?
Yeah, I think, you know, one, I've got a hunger for knowledge and a hunger for learning. I think that I've always had, but, you know, certainly in a world where by no means do I have the answers to all these questions, right? There's a lot of things that I know I don't know. And so when I am faced with that, I'm going and seeking out people who I think are in position to answer those questions. And it certainly helps to have an athletic director who is really kind of on the forefront of it. Like, he's in the weeds. And so he and I talk quite often, ask a lot of questions on what are you hearing on this, what are you hearing on that, and then certainly trying to stay connected with my counterparts across the country, whether it's, you know, within the ACC or in other conferences, because I think we've all seen that different conferences have different interpretations, different philosophies, different missions,
right,
in terms of what they're trying to accomplish. And so I think gathering as much information as you can and then taking that and weeding through, okay, what's the truth in all this, which usually lies somewhere in the middle. But, yeah, Graham's been he's been a tremendous asset for me personally, just in educating me. Amanda Richardson in our compliance, who's involved in a number of different committees and organizations that are still, you know, working to figure this thing out. And Sweeney, who's been awesome to be inclusive of me on, you know, some conversations and calls that I've been able to glean some information from and say, hey, make sure you ask this question, because these are some things that we need to know. And he's been great. So he's always been a great communicator on all that stuff.
And then, Kevin, on a similar front for you, you know, you bring such a in-depth and intricate knowledge base to this program. How have you been able to utilize that thus far with the, you know, seemingly always changing landscape here in collegiate athletics to tag up with Jordan and his team and create the best possible product here at Clemson?
It's very similar to the NFL. I mean, you know, we're not just collecting talent, we're building a team.
Right.
And, you know, that's kind of headed by the head football coach and what he wants to build and how he wants to do it and whether they're a fit in this building and fitting Clemson on the campus. I mean, the standard is the standard, the best is the standard. That's always resonated with me. And, you know, we drafted, when I was at the Chargers, Mike Williams and Jordan McFadden. We had Artavis. Wanted to draft a number of other Tigers. We just didn't have a high enough pick. So I've always admired the program. And, yeah, just working day to day. This is a championship coaching staff. I said that earlier, you know. So they're the ones. What's different about college football, the NFL, is that, you know, for 25 years I traveled 9 months a year. So the coaches do that. You know, they're the kind of boots on the ground,
yeah,
that visit the high schools and see the players and get kind of the – to know them. And so I was, you know, scouting the player is film and it's practice. Scouting the person is very challenging, right? I mean, the character stuff, life skills, the sports systems, maturity, football character, injury history, mental acuity, you know, can he learn, can he process under the duress of a clock? I mean, all things that are pieces of this puzzle of, and then, you know, does he fit with what we're doing here and what we want to do in the building and different people here and our style of football, our culture here. You know, everybody graduates here.
Yeah.
You know, the team is over a 3.0. So graduating and being an honor student makes you part of the team here, not special. You know what I mean? So there's a high standard, you know, that you know, these players have to kind of want to achieve and be a part of. So just investigating all of that is challenging, you know, scout, because this is hard to scout, if at all, you know what I mean? And so is this. So, yeah, it's very similar to the NFL that
way. You were talking about the camp scene, mm-hmm, and scouting high schoolers. Mm-hmm. Are there different things you're looking for when you're scouting a 17-year-old as opposed to when you're scouting a 20, 21-year-old for a different – even now you've got to scout college kids for the portal and things like that. So does it change as they get older?
No, it really doesn't. I mean, the sport doesn't change. And, you know, the traits you're looking for are similar. You know, height, weight, speed, athletic ability, competitiveness, explosiveness, you know, football intelligence, right? You know, just their skill level, ball skills, whatever it is. I mean, just the and you know, the we always talk about like the versatile players that can do a lot of things for you. You just have more value because you know they're going to come here and their role is going to change while they're here, just like in the NFL. You come here and you get started on special teams. You carve yourself a role on the team and hopefully becomes a winning starter type of player. Yeah, so that way it's just very similar. It's just a little younger in their development. So you're always projecting. You know, the NFL is projecting college football to the league, high school to college, yeah. Right? And, you know, the portal – it's easier. It's he's playing college football. So, but that's just like NFL free agency. You know, he's playing NFL players. That's easier. You're not projecting. I mean, it's right there in front of you. So, it's just a matter of, you know, at what level do you see him?
I know a lot of the scouting is about acquisition, but you get a chance to watch the players here. So you're familiar with the players that have come out of this program. How would you assess this roster as you sort of have gotten to watch them over the past few months?
Yeah, it's championship roster. This is a very talented football team. Everyone, Jordan, coaches, everybody here has done a great job. You know, it's a really neat mix. You know, we're still gotten through COVID and the extra year. So you're talking about, you know, the young players here, the third, fourth, we got fifth year guys. I think we got a starter or two as a 6-year player. So it's a really tremendous collection, and it's a championship roster. And it's a, you know, there really isn't, you guys are, you know, evaluating the team. There isn't like a glaring hole in the team at any position. I mean, this is a talented football team, talented coaching staff. You know, we find a way not to beat ourselves. We're going to be a tough out. So
I know you and Jordan are both perfectionists, right? And you kind of have to be in your roles. So on that point, I think Kwok, myself, I don't want to speak for others, but we all share that belief that this can be a championship-level roster. You know, we all see the overflowing talent at receiver with a premier quarterback, 4 returning starters on the O-line, and then, you know, 2 potential top 10 picks on the defensive line. But in your roles as perfectionists, if there is a weakness on this roster, is that's kind of your job, where would you identify that? Or maybe a better way to frame that would be, where are there still rooms to grow given the talent level that obviously is elite, but always room for improvement?
Yeah, I don't think there's a hole. I just think, like I said, we got to work on not beating ourselves and, you know, just coming together and everybody kind of fitting. There's been movement on the coaching staff. So, you know, Coach Allen, and just implementing a new defense and all the terminology and everything Coach Riley wants to do with the offense and Coach Gilchrist with teams. And so everybody kind of embracing new roles, bigger roles, and then obviously the leadership from, you know, the veteran guys, that'll be really important. And just staying healthy, of course.
Jordan, any final thoughts on roster?
Yeah, I mean, I'm
you put it together, so
we did it. Certainly not me, but it was I'm extremely excited about this roster. I think, you know, the makeup is right. And when you got an quarterback, you got a chance, and we do. And I think he proved that last year, and you know, he's played great down the stretch. And you know, I won't belabor Coach Winnie's point about development and time and all that, but like, it's been really fun to watch Cade go through that process. And he has become exactly what we knew he would be when we signed him. So, like I said, he's done a great job of leading these guys this summer, and we got a really hungry group. We really do, and there's a buzz about them. I think they've worked really hard, and they know what's at stake. You know, they know the potential and all that. But you know, like Coach said yesterday, potential gets you fired, right? This is a game of production and performance, and we've got to go do that. And so I'm excited for us to get back on the field here in a couple of weeks and really get this thing going, like I know they are. But I love the players that we have. I love the people that we have, though. I mean, this is a fun group to be around. I really enjoy spending time with the guys on our team and sitting down and having lunch or breakfast with them and just, you know, getting to know them. And I think we got an elite group of people here in the building.
Well, we've enjoyed spending time with both of you. Yep. Kevin, Jordan, thanks very much for joining. Best of luck going forward.
Thank you, guys. Right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, go Tigers.